Section A. Chapter 2. Applying for your license. If you have moved from out of state, your valid driver license from your former state can be used to prove your identity. The out-of-state driver license cannot be used to prove U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent resident status. Because identification and citizenship documentation requirements are very specific, it is very important that you read through these requirements carefully to avoid unnecessary trips to a driver service center. What do you need to bring? To protect your identity and to reduce the potential for fraud, we must determine that you are who you say you are. This is why you must bring proof of your full legal name and date of birth. The proof must be original or certified documents. No photocopies will be accepted. If your current name is different from the one shown on these documents, you must provide all the necessary information to document changes in your name currently on file and the name you want to have shown. Each supporting piece of information to establish the change must be original or certified legal documents. We cannot accept name changes through the mail. Proof of U.S. citizenship, lawful permanent residency. Proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful permanent residency is required to obtain a Tennessee driver license or identification-only license. Documentation that they are either a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident, LPR, must be provided by the following. First-time applicants. New and returning Tennessee residents. Applicants reinstating a driver license after being revoked, suspended or canceled, regardless of when the license was issued, or anyone issued a Tennessee driver license or photo identification license since January 1, 2001 who is renewing for the first time. Acceptable documents proving an applicant is a U.S. citizen or a lawful permanent resident include, but are not limited to, the following. Certified birth certificate issued by a U.S. state, jurisdiction or territory, Puerto Rico, U.S., Virgin Islands, Northern Mariana Islands, American Samoa, Swains Island, Guam. U.S. government issued certified birth certificate. U.S. certificate of birth abroad, DS-1350 or FS-545. Report of birth abroad of a citizen of the U.S., FS-240. Valid U.S. passport. Certificate of citizenship, N-560 or N-561. Certificate of naturalization, N-550, N-570 or N-578. U.S. citizen identification card, I-197, I-179. I-551 permanent resident alien card. Foreign passport stamped by the U.S. government indicating that the holder has been processed for I-551. Permanent resident reentry permit, I-327. Temporary I-551 stamp on form I-94 arrival, departure record, with photograph of the applicant. U.S. Department of Receptions and Placement Program Assurance Form, refugee, and I-94 stamped refugee. Form I-94 record of arrival and departure stamped asylee, parolee, refugee, asylum, HP, humanitarian parolee or PIP, public interest parolee. If an applicant is unable to provide the required proof or only has temporary legal present status, he, she will not be eligible for a driver license or identification-only license. However, the applicant may be eligible for a temporary driver license, TDL, or temporary identification license, TID, if proof of temporary legal presence status and authorized stay can be provided. One or more of the following documents may provide the necessary proof. Conditional resident alien card, I-551. Temporary resident identification card, I-688. Employment authorization card, I-766. Valid foreign passport with visa and I-94 arrival, departure record. The above documents usually have an expiration date for legal presence status. These dates are important in issuing TDL licenses. Remember, to receive a temporary driver license or temporary identification license in addition to establishing temporary legal presence status, all Tennessee's driver license examinations, requirements for operation of Class XD and or Class XM vehicle must be met. Proof of identity. The driver license examiner will require proof of identity and date of birth from any person of any person applying for a driver license or photo identification license. The driver license examiner will require the same information for an applicant applying for a temporary driver license or temporary identification license. The examiner will ask for two items of proof as follows. Original applicants must have at least one item from the primary identification list. The second item may be from the secondary identification list or another item from the primary identification list. Applicants for duplicates or renewal of an existing Tennessee DL ID must provide two items from either list. New residents must surrender their license from their former state. If a new resident's license from the other state has been lost, the new resident must provide the same two items of proof as required of an original applicant. Change of name. Applicants will need proof, such as an original certified court order, marriage certificate, divorce decree, etc., of name changes when any of the primary or secondary identification documents listed below have a name different than the applicant's current name. Proof of any name change. You will be required to provide proof of any name changes if the name differs on the documents presented from the application. For a marriage license certificate is acceptable if it includes the applicant's full name and date of birth. The certificate must be the original or certified copy that is registered after the marriage, not just the license authorizing the union. For a divorce decree, acceptable proof is the documentation is recorded in the court decree with judge's original signature and/or official court seal. Note. Copy of court document with an original signature, seal that is affixed to copy is acceptable. Copy of court document with copied seal, signature is not acceptable. All documents are subject to verification with the issuing agency or source. Documents subject to verification may delay the issuance of your permit, driver license, identification-only license, temporary driver license or temporary identification license. Proof of Tennessee residency. The driver license examiner will require proof of Tennessee residency for the following applicants. Original applicants for a first-time ID, TDL, permit or license of any class. New resident applicants for an ID, TDL, permit or license of any class. Returning resident applicants for an ID, TDL, permit or license of any class, even when the applicant may have previously held a Tennessee ID or license before moving out of state. Proof of residency requires applicants to provide two documents. Documents listed are valid for residency proof as long as the documents contain the following information. 1. The applicant's name, or 2. The name of the applicant's spouse. If the applicant has a spouse, proof of relationship will be required if this type of proof is used, or 3. If the applicant is a minor, the name of a parent or legal guardian, proof of relationship will be required if this type of proof is used. 4. The Tennessee residence address used on the application for ID, TDL, permit or license of any class. Most items in List B will not have the address but are still acceptable. 5. Documents must be originals. No photocopies or facsimile, FAX, copies can be accepted. Note. Proof of relationship can be established with a certified marriage certificate or a birth certificate, the long form. Proof of Tennessee residency. Documents must show the residence used for the application and the applicant's name, or name of the applicant's parent, guardian or spouse. Two documents from the list below showing residence address used on application and your name, or name of your parent, guardian or spouse, proof of relationship will be required. Current utility bill including telephone, electric, water, gas, cable, etc. Must include postmarked envelope bill was mailed in. Initial deposit receipt is NOT acceptable. Current bank statement, not checks. Current rental or mortgage contract fully signed and executed or receipt including deed of sale for property. Current employer verification of residence address or letter from employer as long as it is on company letterhead with original signature. If employer does not have letterhead then signature must be notarized. Current automobile, life or health insurance policy, not wallet cards. Current driver license or ID issued by the state of Tennessee to a parent, legal guardian or spouse of applicant, proof of relationship required. Current Tennessee motor vehicle registration. Current Tennessee voter registration. Current IRS tax reporting W-2 form. Receipt for personal property or real estate taxes paid within the last year. In case of student enrolled in public or private school in this state, student may provide a photo student ID and acceptable documentation that student lives on campus. Remember, no photocopies. Proof of social security numbers. Tennessee law requires the social security number for all applications where the U.S. government has issued the applicant a social security number. The department maintains this information on each applicant's record. Your social security number will not be printed on your license. Tennessee has a computer link with the Social Security Administration. This link will return a message indicating that the number matches, or not. If the Social Security number provided fails to match with the computer records, the examiner will ask for additional proof of the number from the applicant. If adequate proof is not available to resolve the conflict, the applicant may be required to contact the Social Security Administration for resolution prior to acceptance of their driver license application. The documents listed below can be used by the examiner to prove the Social Security number and to prove identity. An original Social Security card. The Internal Revenue Service W-2 wage and tax statement form. An employer's computer-generated payroll check, check stub, or an original bank statement with your Social Security number on it. Health insurance card with both name and Social Security number. If you have never been issued a Social Security number, applicants who have never been issued a Social Security number must appear in person and sign a sworn affidavit to that effect. This affidavit is available at any driver license service center and must be signed in the presence of a driver license examiner or notary public. By signing this affidavit, the applicant attests, under the penalty of perjury, that no Social Security number has ever been issued to him, her, by the U.S. government. This affidavit allows the Department of Safety to process the application without the requirement of the Social Security number. Each subsequent application will require a new affidavit to be signed in person unless a Social Security number can be provided. License fees at a glance. As of January 1, 2016, Tennessee licenses for persons over the age of 21 expire every 8 years from the date of issuance. This means your license will normally no longer expire on your birthday. The fees shown on page 12, table 2.4, as standard fees are calculated for an 8-year driver license and include an application fee. Acceptable methods of payment. Accepted methods of payment for a driver license or identification license at our driver service centers are cash, check, money order, MasterCard, Visa, and Discover credit cards. Temporary driver license, TDL, and temporary identification license fees at a glance. A temporary driver license, TDL, or temporary identification license, TID, will be issued for the period of authorized stay in the U.S. The fees for a temporary driver license, TDL, and temporary identification license, TID, are fixed rates that do not change with the length of time the TDL or TID is issued. The cost for a temporary driver license or temporary identification license will be $28 regardless of the type of license issued, XD, XPD, etc., and whether it is issued for 1 day, 1 year, or the maximum of 5 years. Additional fees applied to the TDL cost the same as with a license. For example, a minor applying for a GDL temporary driver license will pay the additional $5 GDL fee at the applicable levels for a total of $33. If getting a TDL for a motorcycle, the additional $1 motorcycle fee will apply for a total of $20.50 for XM. Also, if the applicant is getting a TDL for two types, there is a charge for each type plus any applicable additional fees, for example $38 for a class type XDM. Other applicants. New residents, returning residents. New residents are those returning to Tennessee and holding a driver license from another state, must obtain a Tennessee driver license no later than 30 days after establishing residency. New residents holding a valid learner's permit from another state must meet separate requirements to obtain a Tennessee learner permit or driver license. All new or returning residents must take a Tennessee vision screening at the driver service center. There are additional requirements for commercial driver license holders. Only foreign country licenses, IDs may be retained. New or returning residents whose out-of-state license has been expired for more than 6 months must take the Tennessee Knowledge Exam, Road Skills Test, and Vision Screening. New residents from other countries are required to take the following tests: Vision Screening, Knowledge Exam, and Road Skills Test. They will be allowed to keep the license issued by that country. At time of application, new or returning residents must present your current license, or certified copy of driving record and another acceptable ID. Proof of U.S. citizenship, lawful permanent resident status or proof of authorized stay in the United States. Primary proof of identity. Secondary proof of identity. Proof of any name changes if the name differs from the documents presented. Two proofs of Tennessee residency with your name and resident address NOPO boxes. Documents must be current and dated within last 4 months. A social security number or sworn affidavit if no social security number has ever been issued. Please note, all documents are subject to further verification with the issuing agency or source. Documents subject to verification may delay the issuance of your permit, driver license or identification-only license. Items must be original documents. No photocopies will be accepted. If a person holds a valid Tennessee license and is in the United States Armed Forces, that license shall remain valid regardless of the displayed expiration date as long as the person remains on active duty and is based outside the state of Tennessee, and the license is not surrendered, canceled, or suspended. Military personnel. Members of the National Guard and family members of military personnel are not eligible for this provision. While on active duty and stationed outside of Tennessee, military personnel may have a code 30 placed on the license to indicate that the license does not expire. To add this code, bring a copy of your military orders to the Driver License Service Center and pay the appropriate fees. To add this code, military personnel must provide proper identification and required military documents to the Driver Service Center and pay the appropriate fees or submit by mail. Renewals and duplicates can also be handled through the mail with the proper documents and fees. Once the person has been discharged or separated from such services or has been reassigned to a duty station within the state, he or she must renew his/her license within 60 days following the date of separation on the DD-214 form or reassignment to Tennessee. Note: assignment to Fort Campbell Army Base is considered reassignment back to Tennessee. Fort Campbell Army Base is located in both the states of Tennessee and Kentucky. Frequently asked questions. Q. How do I replace a lost license? If your driver license, learner permit or identification license is ever lost, stolen or destroyed, you may obtain a duplicate by applying at any driver license service center, or you can visit our website at tn.gov/safety to see if you are eligible to apply for a duplicate online. Temporary driver licenses and temporary identification licenses cannot be replaced online. If you must apply in person, you will need to present proper identification. You will have a new photo taken and pay the appropriate fee. The fee may vary depending upon the number of duplicates applied for during the current renewal cycle of your license. Q. How do I renew my license? Your Class D license issued before January 1, 2016 normally expires in 5 years on your birth date. Permits normally expire 1 year from date of issuance. Tennessee law requires anyone issued a Tennessee driver license or photo identification license after January 1, 2001 to provide documentation that you are a United States citizen or a lawful permanent resident at the time of your first renewal. In these instances, you may not renew by mail or by the internet, and you will be required to visit a driver service center to renew your license. The department mails every driver a courtesy renewal notice 8 to 10 weeks before his/her license expires. Read your renewal notice carefully. The notice explains several ways to renew a driver license. If you have a current valid photo license, you may be eligible to renew by mail or online through our website, www.tn.gov/safety. If you renewed by mail or internet on your last renewal, or have certain types of licenses, your renewal notice will direct you to go to your nearest driver service center to have a new photograph made. If your license is a temporary driver license, temporary identification license, or commercial driver license, your renewal notice will direct you to go to your nearest driver service center to have a new photograph made. If you are 60 years old or older and choose to have a non-photo license, you may obtain this by mail or internet. You will be sent a new non-photo license to replace your old license. Please note, if you travel, you may wish to consider obtaining a photo license to assist with the necessary credentialing to board a commercial aircraft, passenger rail service such as Amtrak and cruise ships. This will require you to go to your nearest driver license service center to have a new photograph made. Don't let your license expire. No matter how you renew, the important thing is to renew your license before it expires. If your license has expired more than 30 calendar days, there will be a $5 late fee. After 6 months, the late fee doubles to $10. If you let 5 years go by without renewing, not only will you have to pay the $10 late fee, you will also have to pass the vision screening, knowledge, and skills test. These are no grace periods. When your license expires, you are no longer entitled to drive a vehicle or motorcycle and will be subject to the same penalties as someone who has never been licensed. It is your responsibility to maintain the validity of your license. If you do not receive a renewal notice, you may simply take your current license to any driver license service center. The renewal notice itself is not necessary for you to be able to renew your license. Q. How do I change my address? It is important to notify the Department of Safety if your address changes. If your residence address changes, even though you may not have moved, you are required by state law to notify the Department of Safety within 10 days of this change. This includes when you move, as well as address changes made by the United States Postal Service or your local 911 emergency communications district when you have not physically relocated. Notifying the post office of an address change will not provide the information to us. By failing to notify us, you could miss the renewal date of your license or other important correspondence from the Department of Safety. The law does not require the address to be changed on your actual license, just on our files. The easiest way to update your record is go online to https://dl.safety.tn.gov/_. You may also notify the department of your change of address by writing to us and giving us your name, as it appears on your license, driver license number, date of birth, your address as it appears on your current license, and a good daytime phone number in the event we need to contact you. If you wish to write to us, please mail to TN Department of Safety and Homeland Security Driver License Records, P.O. Box 945. Nashville, TN 37202. You can also pick up a change of address form at any driver license service center. If you want a new license issued that reflects your new address, you may go to a driver license service center, pay the appropriate fees, and have a new license issued, or you may visit our website at https://dl.safety.tn.gov/_ to see if you are eligible to apply for a duplicate with the new address online. When giving us your new address, remember that by law, your license must show your legal residential address, a house and/or apartment number, and the street, road, or highway. The city along with the correct zip code is also required. A post office box alone will not be accepted as a residential address. Q. Can personal information from my record be released? The Federal Driver Privacy Protection Act, DPPA, prohibits the dissemination or disclosure of personal information from a motor vehicle record without the express consent of that driver. This means that the personal information contained in your driver license record is protected. Without your express consent, we will not release your personal information to people wanting a mailing list or individuals who ask for your record for an unspecified purpose. If you want us to release your information, visit the local driver license service center to file your request, or visit our website at tn.gov/safety. Q. For persons 18 years old and over or if under 18 years old who have graduated high school or received their GED, must they participate in the Graduated Driver License, GDL, program? No. The GDL law does not apply to anyone age 18 or older or to those persons under 18 who have graduated high school or received a GED.